أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاستجاب لهم ربهم أني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض. فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثواب من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب. From the beginning of this ruku, Allah Ta'ala explained His clear signs in the heavens and the earth and everywhere else by which the man of intelligence recognized Allah and connected with Allah Ta'ala, and they have a connection in their lives with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. These people then engage in the dhikr of Allah and engage in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, for such people, Allah Ta'ala, they then make dua to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, we heard the caller calling towards Iman, that is Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the deputies of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so we brought Iman, and they made dua, O Allah, accept from us, forgive us our shortcomings, etc. Then, yeah, in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains now how Allah accepts the duas of those people. And these are the people who will be successful. And those who remain just in dunya's things, making tahqiq all the time and all dunya's matters, they will be completely in the opposite direction of these people. These people, Allah says, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ فِرْ قَبُولْ كِي اُنْكِ دُعَا اُنْكِ رَبْنَ. Allah accepted their dua, that they made their efforts also. They made dua. Allah promises that I have accepted your dua. أَنِّي لَا أُذِعُ أَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ کہ میں ضائع نہیں کرتا محنت کسی محنت کرنے والے کی تم میں سے. That whoever of you makes an effort and comes in my way, I don't destroy their rewards. من ذکرین او انسا, مرد ہو یا عورت, even the man, even the woman, I don't destroy the rewards of anyone. Those who make an effort and come towards me, I give them the full rewards. بعضكم ببعض, تم آپس میں ایک ہو. Man and woman, as far as reward are concerned, you are all one. It isn't that woman will get half the reward or something. They will also get the full reward for their efforts which they make. For the ordinary Muslim, whatever he makes, Allah promises that he will accept and he will give them the full rewards. Then those Muslims who are strong and they made great efforts and sacrifices for deen. وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا پھر وہ لوگ کے ہجرت کی انہوں نے. Those people who made hijrat, who left their hometowns, their place of birth, they left everything of them, their homes, their businesses, for the sake of Allah, they made hijrat. وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ اور نکالے گئے اپنے گھروں سے. And just because of Iman, they were taken out of their homes. They were tortured. They were given great difficulties. They were made to be exiled, all just for the deen's sake. وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اور ستائے گئے میرے راہ میں. And they were given great difficulties and troubles in my path. For my sake, people criticized them. For my sake, people tortured them, gave them all types of trouble. وَقَاتَلُوا وَقُتِلُوا اور لَرے اور مارے گئے. And they even fought for my deen for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And many of them became shaheed also. So all these people, especially those who just did ordinary amal, they will get so great rewards. And these who made this great sacrifices, their rewards will be even more greater. لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّعَاتِهِمْ اور دور کروں گا میں ان سے برائیاں ان کی All their gunas, I will forgive them. They were human beings, but basically they had the love of Islam and they strove for Islam's sake and they sacrificed so much. Whatever gunas they might have committed, I promise I will forgive, definitely forgive all their gunas. And not only forgive them, وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ اور داخل کروں گا ان کو باغوں میں جن کے نیچے بہتی ہے نہریں. And I will let them enter such gardens beneath which there will be rivers flowing, the beautiful gardens of Jannat with all the food and the fruit, the damsels, the Hurul Een of Jannat, the beautiful gardens and the wonderful enjoyments there, I will grant it to them. ثَوَابًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ یہ بدلہ ہے اللہ کے ہاں سے. This is the reward from Allah's side. In this world, they were not overtaken. They didn't follow the ways of the kuffar. They remained firm and they sacrificed for the sake of deen. They tolerated everything for the sake of deen. Now they will get this great reward from Allah. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الثَّوَابِ اور اللہ کے ہاں ہے اچھا بدلہ. And the only great reward is only by Allah Ta'ala. Dunya's things are very, very insignificant, very useless. The great rewards are by Allah. What people can give a person is nothing whatsoever compared to what Allah will give. So those who made this effort, they remained firm on deen and they sacrificed for deen and they upheld deen in its pristine purity. For such people will be this great, great results in the akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq and let us also sacrifice for deen and look, keep our eyes on the akhirah. This dunya is only temporary for a little, very little while, and our dunya has got nothing to offer. The real things are by Allah forever in the akhirah. Wa akhirah.